Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home at the end of 2013 and the beginning of 2014. You won't be hearing this until Monday, January 6th. But I'm thinking so much as we are about this year. Now, I know that God doesn't go by the Gregorian calendar. He goes by the calendar that he gave in his holy written word in Leviticus chapter 23 and the Shemitah years of chapter 25. But he deals with men the way men are. We're Western people and we're accustomed to a calendar that begins in January. And men at the beginning of the year are prone to seek God. He's there at any time to answer men who will seek him. And so, since we are seeking him, we're Western people and we are seeking him at the beginning of 2014, he talks to us about it. And since men will be seeking him now, he will be answering them now. He will be showing them now. He said in his word that the Holy Spirit, in the book of John, will show us things to come. The Holy Spirit will show us things to come, and we're seeking right now the coming things, actually, is what it says. So that's what he's showing us. So even though I'm very much calendar watching right now, in regard to the blood moons and the Shemitah years, and you can go on our archives and it's well marked so that you can see what we have to say about them. I do know too that we see this as the beginning of a year, and the Lord spoke to me and said 2014 is a year in which the church must don glory. In 2014, the church must don glory. That's spelled D-O-N. It is put on. It means to put on, as you put on an item of clothing. One of the up-to-date dictionaries I looked in said, in the locker room, the players don their football jerseys. They put them on. It means to get dressed. It means to dress oneself in. Get into, like you would don an overcoat. And so I thought about that, and immediately after I heard him say that, I thought about what is written in the book of Esther. Now, in the King James Bible, in the book of Esther, you really can't see it as plainly as you can in the art scrolls, which I want to read to you today, what the Hebrew translation of it is. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1, and of course you know that Esther is going in to see the king in behalf of her people. Here is how it is written in my King James Bible. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her, and that's in italics, her is in italics, means it's not there, royal apparel. Apparel is in italics, that means it's not there. And stood in the inner court of the king's house over against his throne, his royal throne. So if I leave out the italicized words, even in the King James, here's what it's going to say. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on royal and stood in the inner court of the king's house. Here's how they translate it. The Jews, the Hebrews, you know, they've been speaking Hebrew for thousands of years and translating. So here's how they translate that into English. Now it came to pass on the third day, parentheses, of the fast of the Passover, Esther donned royalty and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, facing the king's house while the king was sitting on his throne. According to the Talmud, this is a commentary from the Talmud, the word royalty refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. In other words, the Holy Spirit clothed her. In other words, Esther donned or put on the Holy Ghost. Again, I'll read it to you from the Art Scrolls translation. Now it came to pass on the third day, parenthesis, of the fast of the Passover, Esther donned royalty and stood in the inner court of the king's palace. The word royalty refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. The Holy Spirit clothed her. He clothed her to do what she had to do to save her people. But there, by using the word donned, it means that she had something to do with it. She put it on. She put on the Holy Ghost. Now, the Lord said to me, and I'm going to tell you again here, 2014 is the year the church must don the glory. The church must put on the glory of God. For years, many years ago, the Lord started teaching me about glory and even gave me a revelation of the glory of God. The book that particularly speaks of this, and that we will be a glorious church, that we will have put on the glory of God, is the book of Ephesians. Now look at this verse in the book of Ephesians, which is all about the glory. In this verse in the book of Ephesians, it says, chapter 4 and verse 24. Well, I think I'll start with verse 22. Put off concerning the former lifestyle, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now it's talking to born-again people. They're already born again, but there's something they can do to put on the new man, to put on Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And then it tells us how we do that. You put away lying. You speak truth. You be angry and sin not. You don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You neither give place to the devil. You let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. You grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. I'm reading just quickly down through the verses of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 through 32. You be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. So there is something that the church can do to put on the new man. There's something that I can do. There's something that you can do to put on the glory of God. Now there came to me a revelation of the glory of God, and it came to me in a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It came to me while I was working as editor for Kenneth E. Hagin, and at the same time teaching a Sunday school class at the former Friends Church. It was a Friends Church at that time, a Quaker church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And there came like a revelation from heaven. There are many subjects that I've studied. There are many Bible truths that I've looked into and ferreted out things, and light would shine on this verse or that, but I can only tell you that there came to me a revelation of the glory of God. In December, here in the Ozarks, we had a snowstorm. And that snowstorm snowed me in this house. And I was snowed in this house, could not get out for 4 days with three of my grandchildren. Actually, two grandchildren, Brandon and Hannah, sister and brother, and Brandon's wife, Destiny. And when it snowed outside and you can't get outside, they gave me a birthday party. And Hannah said, Mimi, there's a YouTube Miss Carol Cooper wants you to watch. She didn't know exactly how to call it up even, but she went to the computer and the large, we use the large screen one here in the house, you know, the TV set. And there it was. I don't know. It must have been in the 80s, the early 80s. And it was Kenneth E. Hagin. It was a prayer seminar at Rhema, on the Rhema campus. He called up. He preached a while. Then he called up Patsy Caminiti then. Caminiti now. Patsy Bierman then was her name. He called me up. And I asked him if I could call Brother Halverson up. Brother Philip Halverson, a great man, a man of great prayer. And Brother Hagin then started talking about the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And we had that night quite a demonstration of the Holy Spirit. When he called me up to speak, what I spoke about was the revelation of the glory of God that I was at that very time receiving. I watched my young self. You know, I'm sitting here in the living room, and I'm seeing me up there in this suit of clothes that I actually still have hanging in a closet. And I really liked that suit, but I don't know why I still keep it. But that night, as I was preaching with fervor about the revelation of the glory, and we were seeing that Brother Hagin was even a prophet of that glorious church, and we were praying him for him to walk in that ministry of the prophet, for the church that Jesus Christ comes for will be a glorious church filled. It will be an habitation of God. It will be filled with God. It will be demonstrating God to the earth. The earth is crying for the manifestation of the sons of God. And as I watched myself on that video, I knew that the Lord, already he had talked to me, already he had said, I want you to go back to that church. I want you to pick up that revelation and bring it forth again. For in 2014, the church must don the glory of God. Now, much of that revelation, not all of it, but much of it, I wrote in my book, The Blood and the Glory. So we're making that our special offer this week for $7. It is a book about the blood, of course, but it is about the revelation of the glory that I received, even by visions. Never has anything come to me quite like that. So you can get our book, The Blood and the Glory, from us. You can call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And just ask for the radio offer, The Blood and the Glory, for $7. Now tomorrow we're going to talk about this revelation of the glory, and I'll probably be spending some time talking about it in the upcoming days. For 2014, the Lord said, we must put on glory.